I've been blessed by the service, the theme so far, and obviously the Spirit was leading ahead of time, because there's been a lot said already about God's provisions, God's timing, and that's where God led me with the preparations for the message today, was just kind of keeping on with that theme. And I titled this message, God is Always on Time. And I had to think of the story of Abraham. I'm not sure why. I've always been intrigued with Abraham, with his journey that God took him on in the later years of his life, and how he obeyed. Now, I don't want to prop him up as a perfect human being either. He was lacking in faith at times, where he was actually a little bit dishonest from time to time with his wife's identity, maybe showed a little bit of a lack of trust from time to time. But so many times we can look at how he responded to what God told him to do, and we can see a complete trust, a complete surrender, so much so that he obeyed even when the path in front of him was not clear. And that's just always been a challenge to me. So I had to think about myself and all of us. I think we've all faced a difficult situation from time to time in life. And when you get to a difficult spot in life, you pray, you cry out to God, you pray earnestly that God would provide a solution, that he would intervene, that he would work it all out. It could have been a difficult family situation. Maybe it was a loved one that was dealing with some serious health problems. Might have been work-related. Could have been church-related. Various things that we face from time to time. Thinking back to those times in your life, did God immediately answer the prayer? Did God immediately answer the prayer in the way that you asked? Did the results match what you pictured when you were praying? What about the timing? Did it happen in the time frame that you would have thought would be ideal? Or did you have to wait much longer than what you were comfortable waiting? Was the wall ahead of you looming so close? Did it seem impossible that there was going to be no way that it could ever work out? And if you answered yes to that, was it because you lacked faith? I think these are all questions that we can ask ourselves from time to time, because when we face a difficult situation, it makes questions arise in our mind. We start to question God. Well, why can't you just work this out? Why do I have to face this? It can cause us to somewhat question God's sovereignty. I'm hoping that this message can maybe just be an encouragement, just to help us remember the times that God has provided, so that we can continue to fully trust him in the future, and so that we can obey him, even when it makes no sense, or it seems like maybe he's forgotten us. There's already been multiple examples this morning from the Bible that people shared of times where God provided for his children. But as I said earlier, this story with Abraham, it just has always resonated with me. And I'm going to be speaking specifically about the instance where God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And I want to look briefly at that story this morning. You can turn to Genesis chapter 22. That's where we'll be reading from in a few moments. But I want to share a little bit of a background. I think sometimes we can forget even these common, familiar stories, a little bit what leads us up to the point we're going to be looking at today. So God called Abraham to leave the land where he had been dwelling for quite some time. It says that he was 75 when he actually left and went on this journey. And he left his family, he left his land and everything behind, and took his belongings and went. He didn't question God's leading. He really didn't have a clear destination at this point. God would show him as he went. But he, as a result of his faith and obedience in doing this, God promised to bless him and to give him a son through whom there would be many descendants. Now, as time kept going, they kept getting older and older. And this kind of became something that seemed like a flickering candle of hope that might be going out. The flame might be going out. They were really wondering, you know, how could this come to pass at their advanced age? So they devised a plan. They were going to help God out. How many times do we do this? We just need to give God a little assistance to make his will happen. And Sarah's servant Hagar had a baby, and they named him Ishmael, so that Abraham would indeed have a son. This didn't really solve the problem. This was not the son that God was speaking of. And even though he took care of Ishmael and blessed him as well, it actually created quite a few problems with relationships in their family, and only made the situation worse because Sarah remained childless. So another 13 years passed, and still no child. And I can just kind of put myself in their shoes, and I can imagine that they were probably losing hope. At this point, Abraham was 99, Sarah was 90, and in our human minds, it would only be a miracle for someone of that age to have a child. But God did not forget about them or his promise to them. He came to them and he promised them that in the next year, Sarah would indeed have a son. And when Abraham and Sarah both were told this at separate times, they both laughed out loud. They really thought this was a little bit crazy. They might have momentarily lacked faith in what they were told. And it would almost seem that maybe God waited about 70 or 80 years too long to put his plan in motion. But God was sovereign, just as he's sovereign today. He blessed them with a son. They named him Isaac. When he was born, Abraham was actually 100, and Sarah was right around 90. Maybe 91. It's a little bit unclear. I think it's safe to say that nothing is impossible with God. And finally, they could indeed see that God had not forgotten his promises to them to provide a son and many descendants through him. So that brings us kind of up to the point where we're at today. We're going to read Genesis 22, verses 1 through 18. I'll be reading out of the NIV. It says, "Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, 'Abraham.' 'Here I am,' he replied. Then God said, 'Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.' Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, 'Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you.' Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, 'Father?' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'The fire and wood are here,' Isaac said, 'but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' Abraham answered, 'God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, 'Abraham, Abraham.' 'Here I am,' he replied. 'Do not lay a hand on the boy,' he said. 'Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.' Abraham looked up and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." As a parent, those of us that have children, I guess this probably resonates with us in a real way. If we can picture going through what Abraham did with his son, especially the promised son that he waited so many years for. And we don't really know how old Isaac was at this point in time. There's a lot of different opinions on that. The Bible's not real clear. So it's not that terribly important. But he could have been anywhere from a young teenager to possibly even 25 to 30 years old. There's a lot of opinions. But he must have been old enough that he could bear somewhat of a load, because at one point the wood was placed on his shoulders or his back and he carried it. But whatever his age was, I'm sure that Abraham was enjoying finally having this precious son that they had waited so long for. And now what was God thinking? You know, he's using this son that he had provided miraculously and asking or telling Abraham to give him up as a sacrifice. So what was God's plan? Did he forget his plan? Like, what was going on? I think in a way I could almost in my mind excuse Abraham if he would have just kind of taken a lamb along, just so, you know, if God changed his mind, we would have an animal along for a sacrifice. I mean, wouldn't we humanly think that might have made sense? But he didn't do that. He didn't question God, at least not that we are told about. But, you know, if you just look at his life, he'd served God faithfully for so many years. He'd followed God faithfully for so many years. Wouldn't it be okay to think that way? And why would God require him to give his son up as a sacrifice? But we don't read anything about that. We just read that he got up and he left. He took his servants, he took some donkeys, and he took Isaac, and they left. They had the supplies they needed to build an altar, to build a fire, and they set out on this journey. And it says on the third day that Abraham told the servants to stay back with the donkeys, and he was going to go the rest of the way with Isaac. They were going to continue on alone. And this is the point where he actually put the wood on Isaac's back. I can only imagine that walk. How dreadful it must have felt. Every step they took got them closer to the end of the journey that God was taking them on, and the seemingly impossible end. And I have to think, too, from Isaac's perspective, he noticed there's obviously no sacrificial lamb. There's no animal. What is the plan for the sacrifice? And he actually asked Abraham about it. And once again, Abraham just simply, I guess out of faith, said that God will provide a lamb. I don't know if that satisfied Isaac's questions or not. Maybe he still was pondering it. Did he pick up on a restlessness or a dread in his father's spirit? Or did Abraham just portray a calm and a faith in God? And we can only imagine. But it's hard not to think that there was some sense of dread as they continued on. Now they finally reached the appointed place that God had told them to go, and there was still no lamb in sight for a sacrifice. But Abraham goes about building this altar. He did exactly what God told him to, and he laid the wood on it. And then he had to do the unthinkable. He bound Isaac and he picked him up and put him on top of the wood as the sacrifice. And he even came so close as reaching out with the knife to slay his son. And the angel cried out and told him to stop. Don't harm him. He looks up and he sees this ram that is caught in a thicket just over there. He frees Isaac. They go and get the ram and they offer it as a sacrifice. It was that close. Was God a little too late, or was God right on time? He provided the sacrifice right on time. So you can see multiple times in Abraham's life where God provided right on time. He provided a son way later than any of us would have ever said would have been possible or feasible. But it was right on time. It was right in time for God's plan to be accomplished. He provided a lamb for the sacrifice right on time to accomplish his will. Why did he do that? Why couldn't he have provided a son at the age of 30? Why could he not have provided a lamb well before it got to the point where Abraham had a knife ready to slay Isaac? Could they not have enjoyed that walk to do a sacrifice together? We don't totally know all the answers to this, but I have some ideas. I think God really desires us to fully trust His sovereignty. He really wants us to be surrendered to His plan, to be obedient. How many times when we are able to work out a situation on our own, do we tend to get a little more self-reliant and a little less God-reliant? Sometimes we have to come face-to-face with a wall to remind ourselves that it's bigger than we are and that we have to be totally dependent on God. When we can't explain how something works out, when it's only just a God thing, then God can get much more glory than when we can work it out on our own. I was thinking specifically of the need for a thrift store when preparing this message. I think we can look back throughout the process. It's been a journey that God has taken us on. And there's been times where we have come up to a wall where it seemed impossible, and God provided time and time again. He's led us through some giant hurdles. He met the needs that were in front of us. And yet, I can also remember how many times were we at that wall? Did we feel like we were just, there was no way it was going to happen? And He saw us through. At that moment, God showed up when we most needed Him. And I believe He will do that once again, because He is the same God. He's sovereign. He's faithful. That never changes. He wants to prove Himself to us. Now, having said that, I also realize we face a lot of other obstacles in our lives. I'd say probably each one here has something that you're facing. I know we all have a lot on our shoulders. Everybody has a full plate. It can be overwhelming sometimes. There can be times where you get to a place in life where you just feel like you cannot take on one more thing. It's going to break. Whatever the situation is that you're facing, I don't know what it might be, but just take heart. God has not forgotten you. God has not lost sight of the struggle, of what lies in front of you. He's not going to leave you stranded. It may seem like it, and it may seem like there's nothing happening, but just remember, God is always on time. It may not be as early as you would like, but He's never late. He's always right on time. I would just encourage you, just rest assured He will not leave you. Trust Him. I want to do something different this morning than what we normally do to close out. I think we could specifically remember the thrift store needs for those that are out different places this morning, doing what they can do to bring the need before others. And I think we're going to break up into small groups, and for the next 5 to 10 minutes, we'll just spend some time specifically praying. But along with that, let's remember each other. Let's not forget to pray for each other, that we can have the strength to do what God has called us to do, whatever that might be. I think what I would say is you could break up into groups of 5 or 6. Now, if you have a family with quite a few children, that's not including just you praying as a family. Join up with somebody else. Encourage the children to pray. Include them. It's a good opportunity. If they feel comfortable, allow them to pray with you. Let's just remember specifically the need for a manager. Those that are traveling and out various places, dealing with that. And then let's remember each other. When we're done, 5, 10 minutes, whatever it might be, around 12 o'clock, just consider yourselves dismissed. But I just encourage you, let's not forget the times that God has provided and showed himself true. All right, why don't we break up into small groups and just spend some time praying with each other.